Hi everybody, I thought I'd come out with a video pertaining to the latest current events with the high altitude balloons seen over the United States. I had put out a video back in 2018 that covered Zechariah chapter 5 and the land of Shinar, and I think this actually pertains much more so to the current events going on with these high altitude balloons spotted over the United States. And I thought I actually present it here. But the audio from that video wasn't the greatest. So hopefully you can hear that. I tried to clean it up as best as possible, but it's still a little bit muddy. But anyways, I wanted to get this out and present that information that I had actually did a video on back in 2018. So without further ado, it'll be about the land of Shinar related to Zechariah chapter 5.
So in Zechariah 5, Zechariah saw a lot of visions, but in particular, I'm only going to talk about the flying scroll and then the ephah with the wicked woman that's inside of the ephah basket. So I'm just going to read these verses and then go back and review those in terms of what I think they mean and why I believe that Zechariah 5 is describing a nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile. So in Zechariah chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Then I turned and met with Zechariah and lifted up my eyes, and I looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he, which is an angel of the Lord, said to me, 'What seest thou?' And I answered, 'I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits.' Then he said to me," this is the angel of the Lord, "This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth." Now, two verses later in Zechariah 5, verses 5 through 8, "Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, 'Lift up thine eyes and see what this is that goeth forth.' And I said, 'What is it?' And he said, 'This is an ephah that goeth forth.' He said, 'Moreover, this is their resemblance throughout all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah.' And he said, 'This is wickedness.' And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast away the lead upon the mouth thereof." So in this case, he sees a vision of a woman inside of the wicker basket, the ephah, and the angel of the Lord is saying that this is wickedness. He casts wickedness inside of the middle of the ephah basket and then put a weight of a lead talent on top of it to contain this evil therein. And here, continuing in verses 9 through 11, "Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had the wings of the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then I said to the angel that talked with me, 'Whither or whereto do they bear or take the ephah?' And he said unto me, 'To build it, the ephah, a house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her own base.'" Well, in the beginning of Zechariah chapter 5, he describes a flying scroll or a roll, which is a Megillah. And he describes its length as being 20 cubits by its breadth being 10 cubits, which is 34 feet and 17 feet. But a lot of, I'm not the only one that has seen this, this relationship with a nuclear bomb or a nuclear missile with the Megillah, which is a single scroll for the Torah as opposed to the double ones. It's the one that Esther has, and they look like these that are depicted here in these photos. But if you take instead of the the width of it or the diameter, and instead get the circumference, which is the measurement around, then you would end up with a diameter of about 5.5 feet. And here's a depiction of the woman in the ephod basket. So it's a wicked woman which they set up upon her own base in the land of Shinar. Again, it refers to a wicked woman being in the midst of the ephod basket. And here is a depiction of the two women with the wings of a stork carrying the ephod basket between the earth and the heaven, as it mentioned in Zechariah verse 9. And it says that there were two women coming with the wind in their wings, for they had the wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the basket, the ephod, between the earth and heaven. Well, you're probably saying, how does Zechariah's vision refer to a nuclear missile with a nuclear warhead with two women like wings of a stork flying a wicker basket? Well, so in ancient Hebrew, there were no vowels. So in this case, the word woman, which is Isha, also means a fire offering, which is a derivative of the Strong's Hebrew 800, meaning fire. So you notice in Hebrew 801, which is Isha, and it's spelled identical to each other, one means a fire offering or a burnt offering. And then the Hebrew Strong 802, which is the exact same word and spelled exactly the same, which is Isha, which means woman. And so so you can see how it got mistranslated from a woman being, an evil woman being inside of the ephod basket and contained thereof with the lead talent or lead weight on top, instead of being a fire offering or simply fire being within the ephod basket. So when you go back and substitute fire instead of woman, for example, here in verse 7, it says, "And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is fire that sitteth in the midst of the ephod basket, which is wickedness." And likewise, if you go to Zechariah verses 9 through 11, then you have in verse 9, "Then lifted I up my eyes and looked, and behold, there were two fires, and the wind was in their wings, for they had the wings like the wings of a stork." And then down here, then it said, "The angel talked with me, 'Where do you take the ephod?' And he said to me, 'To build an ephod, or house for it, in the land of Shinar, to set it upon its own base.'" So I tried to summarize it all together. So the flying roll, that is a curse and is wickedness, they have the same resemblance throughout the whole earth. So I believe the flying scroll or roll, as it was, is a flying missile. "And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a fire that sits in the middle of the ephod, which is the wicker basket." And I think it has a dual meaning, which could be a nuclear silo or the nuclear bomb itself. "And behold, there came out two fires," which I think is talking about possibly the aircraft or a bomber that carries the ephod, in this case would be the nuclear bomb, "between the earth and heaven. And in verse 10, where to do these storks, or these two women, or two fires," so I believe this is a bomber, "take the nuclear weapon?" And in verse 11, "He said unto me to build it," which is the nuclear weapon, "a house or a silo in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon its own base instead of her." Well, how does this all relate to the ephod basket, which the two women or the two fires with the wings of a stork applies to a nuclear weapon? Well, here's looking down into a nuclear silo with the nuclear missile that sits in the middle of the silo, but you notice that it actually does, in fact, look like a wicker basket, an ephod, and then fire sits in the middle of it. And as you go further down into the silo, you can see In fact, it does look like a wicker basket, and the fire, or the Titan II missile in this case, sits within the ephah, or the silo. And when Zachariah describes a lead talent or a lead disc that keeps the woman from escaping from the ephah basket, in Hebrew it's kicker, which means a lead disc, you can see that inside of this nuclear silo or on top of it, there's a lead disc, in fact, that's containing it, the fire or the nuclear weapon from escaping the silo. And when Zachariah speaks of the two women that had the wings of a stork, or two fires that had the wings of a stork that carry the ephah between heaven and the earth, that reminds me of a B-1 bomber. In particular, storks are known to be high-flying, long-distance, intercontinental migratory birds. And here's a stork from the bottom. Here's a B-1 bomber over here. And I think it's interesting in Jeremiah 8:7, where Jeremiah says, even the stork in the heavens know her appointed times, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. So I think this is also applicable to the stork that was spoken of in Zechariah, and now the stork spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7, that the judgment of the Lord is coming soon, associated with the stork, with the ephah, and with World War III coming. In particular, the wickedness that's going to go throughout the world will be the use of nuclear weapons. And here's a picture of the underbelly of two storks flying in the air, which in Zechariah mentions the two women carrying the ephah with wings of a stork, and or the two fires. You notice the two legs of the storks that are behind. Here's the B-1 bomber with two sets of afterburners, looking like a lot like the two fires having the wings of a stork. Or another interpretation of the two women or the two fires could be two boosters that are seen at the base of an intercontinental ballistic missile. So that could be the two fires as well that lift the ephah, in this case the nuclear weapon, between the earth and the heaven. Or the two fires or two women could actually be a two-stage intercontinental ballistic missile, where you have the first stage boost and then it separates, and then there's the second stage boost, and then you have the nuclear warhead that then travels to designated location of impact. So like I was saying, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in particular, verses 6 through 8 seems to be talking about a possibility of both the Antichrist and a nuclear bomb being revealed or uncovered. So in this particular case, let me just read, and now ye know what the restrainer withholds, and that's the man of lawlessness might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity or lawlessness doth already work, and he, the restrainer, will now restrain until the restrainer is taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked, and that's what it says in verses 8 in the New King James Version, be revealed or uncovered. But that wicked, or also wickedness, is also a term that Zechariah uses for a nuclear bomb. And it is revealed or uncovered, per se, when it's launched. So I think 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in particular verse 8, might have a double meaning, with that wicked, meaning that wicked one being the Antichrist, as well as that wicked or wickedness being a nuclear bomb is uncovered or revealed. So I wanted to see more so what verse 11 meant in Zechariah chapter 5, when the angel of the Lord told Zechariah that they're taking the ephah, or the nuclear weapon, to build a house or a silo in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon its own base. So I wanted to find out more so where the land of Shinar was, not only in the Bible, but where it might be in current times. Well, if you look at Bible maps, it says that Shinar is just south of Babylon in between the Euphrates and the Tigris River. Here it shows Babylon, but in the land of Babylonia, just south of Babylon, about thereabouts, is where Shinar is. And if you look up the Hebrew word for Shinar, which is 8152, you see that Shinar means country of two rivers, so between the Euphrates and the Tigris River, and it also means a plains in Babylonia, which was in ancient Baghdad in Babylon. However, I believe that Babylonia is the United States, which is the daughter of Babylon or ancient Babylon. And the United States also has a plains, and its two largest rivers are the Mississippi and the Missouri River. So I wanted to see, would there be a possibility of a similar city as Shinar in the plains of the United States in Babylonia between the two rivers, between the Mississippi River and the Missouri River? Well, how do you know the United States is the daughter of Babylon, mother and daughter, judgment on Babylon and Babylonia? Well, if you look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 12, as well as Isaiah 47, I'm only going to read Jeremiah 50, 12 here. It says, "Your mother shall be deeply ashamed. She who bore you shall be ashamed." So we came from, we broke off from the lion. The wings were plucked off. The lion now being the United Kingdom. The wings that were plucked off became the United States of America. So judgment will fall on both the United Kingdom and on the United States of America being mother and daughter. Well, since the Bible seems to indicate that Babylonia is the United States and that Shinar was in the plains between the two rivers, the Euphrates here to the left and the Tigris to the right, here's Babylon right here and just south of it was Babel or Shinar, ancient Shinar. And then the two rivers actually converge together. It's not shown on this one, but in later maps, they actually converge and go into the Persian Gulf. Well, if you compare this to the United States, we have the Missouri River to the left and the Mississippi River to the right where they conjoin right here. Well, there seems to be, and this is the plains of the United States, the corn belt and the wheat belt. If you look at it, there seems to be a similarity, at least in this area around Babylon and Shinar, where you have the conjoining of the two rivers and then this little elbow right here on the Euphrates River. We have our conjoining of the two rivers and you have this elbow right here on the Missouri River. So that seems to indicate there might be almost a one-for-one, not entirely, but that it could point to Shinar being just a little bit above this elbow inside of the plains between the two rivers, that it would be in this area here of northeastern Missouri, where all three, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska borders seem to meet. And so just inside of the Missouri River above this elbow, being an indicator of what might be Shinar in the United States. So although it's not a direct one-to-one correlation, there does seem to be some similarities here where the elbow is in the Missouri River. So it seems to be pointing to an area just inside of the Missouri River above the elbow, somewhere between like Kansas City, Missouri, and Omaha, Nebraska, seems to be what would be our equivalent in the United States for Shinar. So in Zechariah chapter 5, verse 11, it seems to be saying that a nuclear missile with its silo will be built in between the land of Omaha, Nebraska and Kansas City, Missouri, where it will be established and set up on its own base. And this will be where the possible silo might be located. There were a lot of silos earlier in the late 50s and early 60s in that area. We still have Whitman Air Force Base in Kansas, which have what they say is retired Minutemen. But in the past, we used to have the Titan. So I thought I'd look up primary military nuclear targets that others would be likely to attack in that region of Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. And sure enough, they are right in between Kansas City, Missouri, and Omaha, Nebraska. So I'm not sure what is there, but there's likely something there that is of military interest for other foreign countries. So here's where I'm going to go way out on a limb and speculate. So this is totally conjecture. So as it says in Zechariah, that this ephah is set up in that area of the land of Shinar. I'm saying the equivalent being Babylonia, the United States, the daughter between the Missouri and the Mississippi River, seeming to be in between Omaha, Nebraska. So my speculation is those are old silos, those are old missiles using old software. Potentially, especially with so many cybernetic attacks, a foreign country, for example, China, could launch our own missile, and you would want to go in the middle of the heartland of the United States to do an EMP nuclear burst high enough above the air that it would do an EMP blackout of the whole United States, the southern part of Mexico, and the northern parts of Canada. Is that going to happen? I don't know. That's just a total off-the-cuff speculation. And they've actually done models of this where if you do a height of blast at about 300 miles above north of Omaha, you would be able to take out the full coverage and have maximum coverage of the United States, causing a brownout or a blackout of all electronics. The most severe would be in this red area. The least severe would be as you get further out. But it can take out this whole area within this blue circle. So is that the plan of the enemy? I have no idea. It's just, like I said, my speculation. So are they going to attack us? Are they going to cause our own equipment to be launched up to 300 miles and cause a blackout? Will that be the 3 days of darkness? I'm not sure. So I'm just speculating on all of this, but I'm just noticing that the land of Shinar does seem to be indicating the plains of America between the Missouri River and the Mississippi River.
Anyways, please be watchful over the next couple of days. I've heard that something could even occur during Super Bowl Sunday or maybe even the weeks following. So I think we're in a very high watch period. I believe also that the rapture is possible, that this might be the Red Sea moment. But either way, if our electronics goes out, that would be a very difficult situation. So if it's not the rapture at that point, please have enough canned goods that requires no refrigeration or cooking, just something like beanie weenies and the like, whatever you like for yourself. And also have enough water on hand for you, your family, and your pets. So we don't know how things are going to play out, but things do look quite suspicious and serious at this time. Anyways, I hope this video has been a blessing to you. I hope you can hear it, although I had some technical difficulties with this. But please bear in mind that the land of Shinar seems to line up with the plains of the United States. And in fact, some of this or some of the YouTube channels have. But again, please have enough canned goods and waters for your family, your kids, and your pets for at least a week, like you would for any emergency situation. And first and foremost, please turn to the Lord. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And call on the name of the Lord per Acts 2 and Joel 2, and you shall be saved. Anyways, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.